I remind people, I was on a dating app a few years ago, and I had on my bio, in 80 years, we'll all be dead. And the idea of this is to remind people that no matter how much we try, no matter what we do, no matter the things that make us afraid, after a while, we'll be gone. And when you're looking at your life, when you're sitting down with your grandchildren at the age of 92, and you're telling them about the choices you made when you were younger, are you going to be proud of the choices you make? Are you going to be proud of the person you cheated? Are you going to be proud of the person whose heart you broke, that thing you stole? Are you going to be proud of the fact that when somebody asked you about your identity, you lied? Are you going to be proud of all the people you duped and swindled? Of that affidavit that you are swearing to declare a false age? About the people whose salaries you refused to pay because you were going through momentary brokenness? About the woman who you cheated on because you wanted momentary pleasure? The life that you probably destroy because of the thing that you want to get. One day, we will die. One day we will go. When that time comes and we are looking at the life that we lived, decades, years, dozens, will we sit down on our deathbeds and say to ourselves, I lived a good life. I made a good choice. I did the things that I wanted to do. The Stoic philosophers had a saying, memento mori. And the idea was that it is useful to practice living every day as if it's your last. Because if you have that sense of urgency, it will force you to make the right decisions. And by the time your life is ended, you'll be able to look back and be proud that you did it your way.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Uday.